better to convey the drama of FSU's presidential search than someone who masters dramatic flair for a living? Enter Matthew Lotta.
My function here at Florida State is to direct operas.
That's the professor talking to the university's presidential search committee.
And this whole process has actually kind of reminded me of an opera. We've had heroes, and we've had high drama. We've had villains. We've had choruses of ascent.
For one, I don't think you can question his passion, his loyalty. I think he bleeds garnet and gold.
He just shows a true appreciation and love for this university. And I think that we're at a time now where we can have this true seminal leader.
We have John Thrasher, who certainly understands funding and state politics and fundraising.
I think he is an inspiring leader who can help us heal, which we need healing right now. And with that being said, I would like to make the motion to name John Thrasher our next president.
Second.
And choruses of dissent.
Having ties to the legislature, of course, is an important point, but it's not the only point.
I'm worried about the message that you're going to send if you appoint him, because appointing him would be incredibly dismissive of the faculty.
John Thrasher may be your friend, but you need to tell him no.
Right now, it's too scary. This is the scary choice, not the safe choice.
We almost had a battle scene. What we don't have is a finale, and we don't know what the ending is going to be.
When the curtain fell, the trustees had made their controversial choice on a vote of 11-2. Before that, though, they interviewed the soon-to-be president. Here are some of Thrasher's thoughts in response to their questions. First up, athletics.
Clearly, so many of our friends and people who are out there who care and love Florida State University look at the face, and sometimes that's athletics. But athletics should not be promoted any higher than anything else in our university. It should be comparable to everything else we do.
Thrasher says to break into the top 25 of research institutions, he hopes to realign faculty salaries with those at other top institutions and hire more faculty, both of which require more money.
Whether it's the private sector that we hope we get a chance to talk about, or the public sector, or grants and other things from the federal government, all of those go to getting us to the top 25.
Thrasher also addressed becoming what trustee Peggy Rolando called a lightning rod during the search process. The Faculty Senate unanimously passed a resolution supporting any of the three finalists besides Thrasher, and several faculty and students had publicly expressed opposition to his candidacy.
And I respect the people who have differences of opinion about myself and my qualifications. And all I can say is if I become president of Florida State University, I will reach out to anybody who wants to sit down and talk about opportunities to advance this university.
Thrasher's presidency still has one more hurdle to get over before becoming official. The State University System Board of Governors is expected to vote on the matter in early November. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.